Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz.
Latest advice from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, is that solar activity has now dropped to an extremely low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is 70, that's 70, and the daily equivalent sunspot number has fallen to 13, that's extremely low. Now those low figures are expected to continue in the immediate future as we move through the later phase of sunspot cycle 24, which is now not due to continue beyond the middle of 2017. So in the meantime, high frequency reception on, or high frequency propagation on frequencies on darkness or semi-darkness paths over long distances will not be very satisfactory. That's frequencies above about 14 megahertz. Now in the meantime, we've had some unusual propagation here in Melbourne. There was a recent excellent opening in our early afternoon period on 11 and 9 megahertz. This is from Africa, the Middle East and Asia, across the time span extending from 0400 to 0500, that's 3pm to 4pm here in Melbourne. This propagation pattern becomes apparent in the Melbourne summer. During low sunspot years by what is known in the radio industry as specialised complex modes, in which transmission occurs over daytime paths due to multiple reflections off the top of the sporadic E layer bouncing off the lower region of the F layer with no intermediate ground bounce. This is marked by very strong signal strength with very little fading on frequencies which do not normally propagate during this window. The phenomenon has been observed here in Melbourne since the late 1940s, and that's a long way back now. Its appearance is unpredictable, with signals popping up out of nowhere of variable durations ranging from a few seconds to up to an hour, then to vanish just as quickly. The study an analysis of this propagation mode had been a continued target for technical professional hobbyists over many years here in southeastern Australia and were well documented in the radio hobby newsletters of the time. The summary I give to you now was made recently at a field site in the Warrandyte State Park in the Pound Bend Reserve in Melbourne's Outer East, with the small Eaton E5 receiver and 3 metres of random antenna tossed into the bushes. The Yarra River is nearby. A native animal of Australia, an echidna, spiny anteater, like a porcupine, came out of the bushes to help the monitoring. This is what we heard. Africa, 9460, South Africa, the BBC from Meyerton in English. 9885, Sao Tome, Voice of America in Kurundi. 11825, Madagascar. KNLS, the religious broadcaster, broadcasting from its newly installed or newly commissioned relay station, broadcasting in English. And 11995, Madagascar, the BBC, from the Talata relay station in Somali. Now the Middle East. 9700, the Voice of Turkey, broadcasting in Turkish. 9755, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Signing on at 0420 in Hebrew. And the same station on 11875 with Turkish, signing on at 0425. And 11730, the BBC from the Oman relay station, signing on at 0430 in Persian. And 11860, Radio Sana'a, broadcasting via relay transmitter in Saudi Arabia, broadcasting in Arabic. And 12035, another frequency for the BBC in Oman, in English. 12095, the BBC from Dubai in the UAE, broadcasting in English. And 12130, Radio Marshall, broadcasting from the Kuwait transmitting station, that's the IBB station in Pashto. And 12140, the next frequency, also from Kuwait, Radio Asadi, another IBB station, again in Pashto. And Asia, 9490, the Zhejiang People's Broadcasting Station in Tibet, broadcasting from Lhasa in Tibetan. And 9595, Japan, Radio Nikkei, that's the domestic service in Japanese. And 9635, the Voice of Vietnam, the domestic program in Vietnamese. 9730, an interesting signal from Radio Myanmar, broadcasting from Yangon, domestic service in Burmese. And another frequency for Radio Nikkei, 9760 in Japanese. And 9835, Radio Television Malaysia, broadcasting from Kajang in Malay, relaying the domestic service. And 9850, Sound of Hope, a political broadcasting station broadcasting from Taiwan, relaying Radio Free Asia in Chinese. And 9865, All India Radio with its Hindi service. 11600, another frequency from the Sound of Hope from Taiwan in Chinese, also relaying Radio Free Asia. And 11665, another channel for Radio Television Malaysia, broadcasting from Kajang in Malay, relaying domestic service programs. And 11670, All India Radio in Persian, interference on that same frequency from China National Radio Network 2 in Chinese. And 11735, the Korean Central Broadcasting Station from Pyongyang in Korean. And 11780, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Hebrew, signing on at 0425. And 11810, China National Radio Network 8, that's the broadcast to national minorities in Mongolian. And 11905, China National Radio Network 6 in the Amoy dialect. And 11950, another Chinese frequency, Lhasa in Tibet, broadcasting in Chinese. And 11980, Radio Free Asia from Dushanbe in Kazakhstan in Chinese. And 12055, China National Radio Network 17, that's right, 17 in Kazakh. And 12150, the Sound of Hope, broadcasting from Taiwan, relaying Chinese programs from Radio Free Asia. We reported recently that the Australian government has announced plans to cancel all of its shortwave broadcasting services as from the end of January 2017. This includes, of course, the broadcasts from Radio Australia, from Shepparton in Victoria, and the ABC's shortwave service to the Northern Territory from transmitters in Katherine, Tennant Creek and Alice Springs. ABC Managing Director Michelle Guthrie is facing conflict on a new front after two Labor Members of Parliament demanded the national broadcaster reverse a decision over the future of broadcasting in the Northern Territory. Senator Melandiri McCarthy and Member for Lingiarian Warren Snowden have expressed deep disappointment and concern about the plan to end shortwave broadcasting in the Northern Territory from the end of January. It says, your decision to cease this shortwave service has caused consternation and alarm across the Northern Territory, particularly as it was not foreseen and had not been the subject of any discussion or consultation of any kind, Senator McCarthy and Mr. Snowden wrote in a letter recently. Subsequent to the announcement, no reasonable explanation has been forthcoming. This has led to the conclusion by some that the ABC is the national public broadcaster has lost sight of its responsibility to provide services that are accessible regardless of where people live or who they are. And by the way, this report is from the ABC itself in its new service. The ABC is continuing to broadcast via FM and AM frequencies. The viewer across satellite television, that's VAST service, and online streaming, but various Northern Territory figures have argued that the shortwave transmitters allow remote listeners to access radio and are a crucial platform during national disasters. A group of Indigenous rangers told the ABC recently that ending the shortwave service could be life-threatening because when operating remotely, the service is the only way of getting the weather reports that can warn of incoming cyclones. The ABC had said services in coastal areas should remain available through FM broadcasters and distress frequencies during emergencies. The Labor members of Parliament said they are aware of challenges flowing from government funding costs and expressed appreciation for the ABC's dedication to rural and regional areas, but called for the outlet to remain accessible, responsible and accountable to remote listeners. We ask that you visit the Northern Territory and engage with relevant stakeholders to better understand the impact of this decision on the community, they wrote. Their intervention comes as Ms. Guthrie marks an intense first year in the job, with staff at Radio National recently passing a no-confidence motion in management. An ABC spokesman said the broadcaster would consider the letter and respond in due course. And that was summary of broadcast, news broadcast in the ABC. It was titled, ABC Boss Michelle Guthrie Urged to Abandon Perplexing, Alarming Northern Territory Broadcast Decision. And that was from the Age newspaper. So we'll keep you informed.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.